Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this beautiful lady is my wife, Jada. Well, she is a beautiful wife, but she's also
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful Monday morning, and we've had a week of Christmas, and I hope you're still enjoying that spirit of Christmas, of remembering that the birth of Christ changes our lives completely.
Yes, it does.
This week is the week of New Year's. We're going to be hitting New Year's Day this week. So we're excited to go into the new year. We've had a great 2024, and everyone should be expecting great things in 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody sent something out yesterday, didn't they? Said we're going to thrive in 25.
Thrive in 25.
I love those guys that want to rhyme everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just not
that savvy. You did that song. Yeah. We just don't have to do that much anymore. In our different role in the ministry and the kingdom of God. So anyway.
So in getting ready for the new year, we thought about Made New.
We're talking about Made New.
You know, this is a chance. You know, every year people get a chance to start some new things. Yeah. So we just thought we'd go back and cover this being made new. And so we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Go ahead.
Now, this is the NLT, so if you want to read it in the King James, too. It says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. And as we go into 2025, we should be intentional in the things that we want to change, the things that we want to make different.
Yeah.
We can always improve ourselves. We can always improve our attitudes and our lifestyles. We can always improve our actions and our words. And so, you know, this is a great time. And I know in the world we do this. We reflect on the year before and we go into the new year with New Year's resolutions. Well, this is a spiritual take in that.
Yeah.
When you reflect on what was your year like, and then what can you do intentionally this next year to grow spiritually, to grow your life in Christ, to grow your family in leading them with Christ. And so I just want to throw out some ideas this week on how you can be made new in this new year.
That's right. And so he says there, you're a new creation. I like Romans 8:9. It says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. That's what a new creation is. That's someone who's given their life to Jesus, first and foremost. All right. And your life begins to transition. It begins to change. Hopefully that's the case, that you're pursuing God. And as you pursue God, you're made a new creation the moment you're born again. But now you're moving forward so that your life more resembles the life of Christ than it does the life of the Gentiles whom you just left behind. Now, when I say left behind, we're obviously still here living among them, but we're not participating in the things that they're doing.
Right.
And so it becomes a very significant thing. So he says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. So there's your definition of being made new. All right. He says, behold, all things are made new. Old things are passed away. Mm-hmm. In other words, the things we used to be interested in, the things we used to do that generated a sin-filled life, hopefully those things are going to fade out. All right. So, you know, the drug addict gets a new life. He gets a new recreated life. The alcoholic, the murderer, the liar, the envier.
The gossiper.
The god. Oh.
The one who puts mammon before Christ. I mean,
yeah,
you know, we don't have to look at the really harsh things, but also our attitudes and thoughts.
And we don't want to focus on those things, but we do want to focus on the fact that we've been made new. Jesus died for us and made us new. Now, we got some scripture. And in fact, I think and you want to go with the next one?
Yeah, we're starting with Ephesians 4:17. And I think we're going to be in Ephesians quite a bit this week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in Ephesians 4 talking about the different things that are new in our lives. But, you know, it takes our work in ourselves. Just like we go to school and we study what we need to study for our career, we do continuing education for our jobs. We read books about parenting. This is the same thing. When we're in the Word of God, we are improving our Christian life.
That's right.
And so Ephesians 4:17 says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. And we are talking a little bit about how we can change our mind, how we can change our thoughts as we go into the next new year, as we go into 2025. What can we change in our thought processes, and what can we change in
we're going to talk about that more on another day.
That's
but
right.
You know, if you skip down to verse 22, which is not that much farther down, mm-hmm. it says, but you put off concerning your former conduct. This is what being made new is all about, that we put off our former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So what that literally means is the more you engage in a particular action that's not pleasing to God, the more you'll add to it. Okay. It's like the alcoholic, you know, when he first started drinking, his life wasn't consumed by alcohol. He was just having a few drinks, maybe some social, but he keeps adding to it and adding to it to where he's drinking more and more. Same thing with the drug addict. Probably most drug addicts, they don't just start right out with hardcore heroin. They usually start out with marijuana, and then they try some pills and different things. And then, you know, they work their way because they lose control of what they're able to say no to. Mm-hmm. And they're always looking for that next high.
You know, just a little side note, they have now determined that cigarette smoking is the segue into drugs. Cigarette smoking at a young age, 12, 13, 15, 17, if you're dabbling in smoking cigarettes, it is actually a segue into marijuana and then on to that too. So anything that you're doing that is not good for your body, and you're continuing to do those, like you say, you get more and more into that. And so what does it finally say?
You're compounding, mm-hmm. you're compounding yourself into that. And
you're walking according to the course of the world, the way the world says all these things are okay. Do whatever feels good. But in the long run, there's destruction in that.
Where was I? I must have. Down in verse 22.
Yeah, you were in 22.
That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful mm-hmm. lusts.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So we'll talk about that another time. But I wanted to take you over to Ephesians 2. You got that?
No, I don't. You have that.
All right.
I have 1 Peter 4.
And it says, and you he made alive. Now listen, that's the new creation. You've been made alive. You were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. There's a course that's laid out for your life. And if you never get born again, you will fulfill that course. And the destination you will not be pleased with in the end. But you will fulfill that course. Oh, you may make a lot of money. You may have fame and fortune, you know, all the things that they talk about, you know, the American dream. But the American dream's more than just that. The American dream was a Christian heritage. The American dream was a dream to serve God, to be able to worship God in religious freedom. All right. Not Allah and all that other stuff, but to worship the Lord our God.
Right.
That's what we were founded on.
In the way you wanted to worship him.
That's so he said, and what you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves.
Yeah.
Now notice that. We conducted ourselves the same way they're conducting themselves. But now we're a new creation and we conduct ourselves in a different manner. That's what's important.
That's right. It's made new. We're talking about made new. What changes did you make along the way? You were originally in the course, according to the course of the world before you were born again. Now that you're born again, even if you've been born again 20 years, there's always things that we can work on, things that we can put aside so that we can better serve our Lord.
That's
things
exactly
that are keeping
right.
us from being in the Word, keeping us from being in his presence, the busyness of the world. And we've just come out of probably the busiest season of our lives. And now we need to reflect and say, have we been doing too much? Have we been keeping ourselves so busy that we're not serving him, we're not spending time with him, intimate time.
We want to make sure that he's still our first love.
That's right.
Now you got something in Peter.
I do. We saw 1 Peter 4:1-2 where it says, so then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourself with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. But this right here, verse 2, so you won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God.
Boy, that's good.
And that is changing what we've done in the past and how we can more serve him and spend time with him.
Yeah.
And the more we spend time with him, the more we have intimate time with him in the Word of God and in prayer and in meditation of the Word, we then will want to do the will of God. We will be more anxious to do the will of God instead of doing our own desires.
That's right. Well, that's good. We'll have to pick this up again tomorrow. And we got several different topics we're talking about being made new. So let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. I thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord, that we are a new creation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, don't forget to click like and share your buttons right down there where you can follow. You can get your family and friends to follow, because this is PM in the AM where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. And allowing your friends and family to get connected too will encourage them as well, that we give you a daily word that you can ponder on throughout the day, meditate on and think about. And don't forget, if you are on YouTube, make sure that you follow.
Subscribe.
You subscribe now. Sorry, I got distracted. You subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.